Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute. And we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, Streaming Plus license, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless from the Haven of Hope Church.
Somebody glorify Him today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't think that I've had a battle with a service yet as fierce as this one has been. The Lord spoke to me early in the week about what He wanted today, and ever since then, I have been under constant physical attack. And I declare to you, yesterday, I got up thinking, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. I don't know if I'm going to be able to stand behind that pulpit tomorrow. The pain was so great, I was nearly crying. It takes a lot to make me cry other than the Spirit of God. But I stand here today, experiencing the joy and comfort and peace in my body that only the Lord and His anointing can bring. Hallelujah. I'm going to be reading several passages of Scripture today. This one is Mark chapter 11, verse 12 through 21, but I'm dropping a few out of the middle. Mark chapter 11, verse 12. If you wouldn't mind, I'm pretty sure Mason's already got it on the wall on the screen behind me. If you wouldn't mind standing to honor the reading of God's Word. Hallelujah. Praise be unto the living God. Mark chapter 11, verse 12. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, He was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, He came, if haply He might find anything thereon. And when He came to it, He found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And His disciples heard it. Now skipping to verse 19. And when even was come, He went out of the city, and in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from its roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto Him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. Please stretch your hands towards me this morning and pray for me as I bring this word. My Father God, I am your vessel. I am willing, dear God, and ready to be completely obedient to your leading and to your guidance. Touch me, dear God. Speak through me, dear Lord. I'm your vessel. Use me today, dear God, to express your word and to express your anointing and to express your God, your will to this body of believers. In the blessed and holy and righteous name of Jesus. Lord, I praise and magnify your name. I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus, as you are no longer able to come against this service. In the name of Jesus, the angels stand against you. The word of God stand against you. The name of Jesus stand against you. Lord, bless me today and let the anointing come out of my mouth. Let your spirit, your word, your God come out of my mouth. Let me, dear God, speak this word in a way that would glorify and uplift the name of Jesus. And let it go, dear God, as a beautiful scent coming out of the censer in the throne room of God into your nostrils. And let the word go forth today, dear God, in a way that would uplift your name and would go out to the body of believers, dear Lord, that they might receive this word. They might receive what is spoken today, dear God, into their bodies and souls and spirits. And let their souls be nourished by this word. In Jesus' name, thank you and pray. And everybody said, Amen. You can be seated. I don't know how many times that as your pastor, I have preached messages and said to you that as creatures of faith, your words carry power throughout eternity. You speak. You be careful what you speak. You be careful what you speak into your own life. You be careful what you speak into someone else's life. You be careful what you speak into your church.
Amen.
Amen. There's so many people that go around saying, I believe I'm going to be sick. Well, if you weren't sick before then, you just spoke it into existence, and you're probably going to be at the end of that. I'm going to tell you what I do when the sickness starts trying to come against me. I start saying, Dear Lord, I rebuke this in the name of Jesus. I'm going to be better. I'm trusting you, God, that you're going to heal my body. Hallelujah. And I stand before you healed time and time and time again from great diseases and great tragedies that have come against my physical being. I've been healed of congestive heart failure. I've been healed of complete kidney failure, cancer, all kinds of diseases that the enemy's tried to bring against me because I am a creature of faith and I believe in He that speaks life. Hallelujah. Now when Jesus was heading into a town to do ministry, He and His disciples were heading into this town early in the morning. And Jesus was hungry and he saw a fig tree afar off. And he walked up to that fig tree and he wanted something to eat. He wanted to eat a fig. But when he got to the fig tree, there was no figs on it. It was just leaves. And Jesus said, You ain't bringing forth fruit, wither up and die. From this day forward, no man's ever going to eat from you again. They went on into town. And when they went into town, they went through a full day of ministry in that town. Jesus doing the work that Jesus did so often. And then when he returned, they left out that evening. And they came back past that fig tree. And when he came back past that fig tree, they saw it. And Peter looked at it and said, Lord, look at that fig tree. That's the one you spoke to and it died. You know what Jesus did? Jesus proved to us that there is power in the tongue. The power of life and death are in your tongue. You be careful what you speak into your existence. And I'm going to tell you this. As creatures of faith, you can call forth the blessings of God simply by speaking under the anointing of God and speaking by faith. So many times over the past few months, the Lord has said to me, well, over the past couple of years, He has said, prophesy over this people. Prophesy over this church. That wasn't too long ago. That we were having some hard times, some difficult times. We were facing some terrible times, and the Lord said to me, speak over this body. And I said, Lord, what are you saying? He said, You're the man of God. I have anointed you. I have given you my breath. I have given you my anointing. I've given you my spirit. You are the man of God, and the spirit is subject to the prophets. He said, speak blessing over this house. And I declare to you, saints, since then I started speaking it. I started speaking blessing. I started speaking growth. I started speaking healings. I started speaking for God to touch souls. And hallelujah. Now, there's not a great many people in here today, but I want you to turn around and look. It's about double what it was. Amen. Because God told me to speak it, and I started proclaiming it. I started proclaiming growth. And let me tell you something. I sent Sister Virginia part of my daily prayers.
My daily prayers is so long, I don't know how long it takes me to get through them. But I was going the other night, when the Lord spoke to my heart about this message today, I was praying over my prayer list, and I started going to places, and I'm realizing, oh my goodness, Lord, this entire section right here has come to pass already. And I didn't even realize it. Dear Lord, hallelujah. There's one place where I pray, Lord, burn in me the heart of an evangelist. Lord, help me to evangelize this community and reach out beyond the four walls. And all of a sudden, we're on 23 different media outlets. We ain't paying for none of them. We're on, and we just got added, a couple of our folks have just put us on TikTok. Now, I'm going to tell you something. TikTok is a dark, dark place. It's a wicked and evil place. But praise be unto God, now there is light shining in that darkness. Amen. Hallelujah. Because the Lord has anointed us to reach into that darkness and bring the light there. Hallelujah. Also, I have been trying for 10 years. I have been trying to get street ministry started so we go out into the community and do services out into the community. And I could not for the life of me make it happen. But here in a service on a Tuesday night a few weeks ago, the Lord anointed and poured out the anointing of God, and Pastor Sarah walked up and spoke it into existence. Guess what we're doing Saturday? We're going out for the very first street ministry that this church has ever done, and we're going to minister in the public. Hallelujah. And it's all coming together. Now, I want you to know this. It ain't come together easy. The devil has fought at every turn trying to make it not happen. But blessed be all that's holy under the name of Jesus. Our God is an awesome God, and He has spoken it. He's given it to us. He gave it to Pastor Sarah to speak, and bless the Lord and all that's holy. She's spoken, and here it is. It's getting ready to happen. And we're already working on our second. Praise the Lord. Now, our first street ministry ever, Sister Renee and I did in Cincinnati, Ohio. We worked and we labored and we fought and we scrapped and got together. We were in Cincinnati. And we went to a little schoolhouse, a little elementary school. They gave us permission to go and hold the service in their parking lot. And we didn't have 34 kids show up. But when I gave the altar call, we had puppets and mimes and clowns and singing and preaching and giving away prizes and food and giving away everything we could to give to these other privileged children. And when I gave the altar call, all 34 of them came to the altar and gave their hearts to Jesus. And started, come on now. And they started begging for us to get them a ride to church. And then the next time we went out there, there was 74. And they brought their parents. It ended up each time we went, it grew a little more and a little more. And finally, we got up to 148 people coming to that service on Saturday afternoons. And people giving their hearts to Jesus. The van started running, picking up kids and bringing them to church. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. Children's lives changed forever. Ministry grew out of that thing like we never imagined. And now, God has begun to open. I want you to think about something. It was just a few months ago I was concerned about not being able to keep the doors open. And now new ministries have sprung up and old ministries have been rebirthed. Amen. The Legacy Senior Adult Ministry has been rebirthed. We had another one last night. The Men's Fellowship has rebirthed. I'm waiting on Brother Bob to plan the next one. The Young Adult Ministry for Fridays, they said they had a blast doing Young Adult Ministry, folks, for those of you between the ages of 20 and 49. They go out once a month on a Friday night to a place and eat French fries. And they're trying to find the best place that has French fries. And while they're eating French fries, they have a Bible study. They sent me pictures during the Bible study, and they were having a blast. They were having a ball. Hallelujah. They decided they didn't want to go back to that restaurant. It was expensive, and they said it wasn't good. I'm not gonna call the name of the place. Hallelujah. But since then, more ministries have sprung up. The power of God is moving. Street ministry, praise be unto God, street ministry is coming out. And when I started praying, Lord, take us outside the four walls. Look where we are.
Amen.
And now, you know what I'm praying? Lord, put some bodies in these seats. And look what's happening. Come on now, somebody. My Bible teaches me that you can speak life. Jesus went to that tree and spoke death to it because it was not bringing life. Jesus said die. But you know what? The Bible says that the power of life and death is in the tongue. You can speak life into a situation. And I stand here before you today speaking life into this church. I am speaking blessing. I am speaking growth. I'm speaking evangelism. I'm speaking revival power. I'm speaking the glory of God. I'm speaking healings and miracles. Hallelujah. Praise be unto the living God. Some of y'all ain't going to pay for me. Let me tell you a secret. It don't matter whether you get on this pay for me or not. Lord, I felt that one. The Lord has ordained me to speak this today. There is growth coming to this church. There is revival coming to this church. God has anointed his people. He anoints his men. He anoints his women. He anoints his children to speak life. Amen. And today, saints of God, I'm going to speak life over you. Glory to God, glory to God. Revival is coming, and I'm not talking about a series of services with Adam Fulton. Yes, I'm expecting that to be a great thing. Hallelujah. God's, I'm speaking into the anointing, miracles. He just said to me, miracles, you're going to watch.
Praise God.
Shut up. Miracles, you're going to watch in the very near future. You're going to see them. When I had complete kidney failure, and I was in that recliner in that wheelchair for 4 months, on a Sunday night in November, I was sitting up here, the Holy Ghost fell in this church. And the Lord gave out a message in tongues out there, and an interpretation came to me, and the Lord said, I'm getting ready to show you who I am. I'm getting ready to show you. And I got up the next morning and went to my dialysis treatment, and they said, Pastor, you don't get to go to dialysis today. The doctor wants to see you. And I went to go see the doctor, and after about 45 minutes, I had to shut them up and say, why am I over here? And they said, well, Pastor, all of a sudden, your kidneys have started working again. Hallelujah. And from that very anointing, the Lord today has given me this to speak to you. He is going to pour out blessings.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to be opening up. Yeah. Somebody needs to be reaching out. Somebody needs to hold out your hands to receive what God's getting ready to bless. Now, you can sit there and not receive it all you want to. You can sit there and say, he's just speaking. He's just hyping all you want to. But I'm getting ready to tell you, to him that will receive, God will pour out a blessing. Yeah. You're going to see the anointing of God be poured out upon you. Yeah. You're going to watch. Going to speak and watch it come to pass in front of your eyes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There is a great walk, a great work coming before you. A great work of God is coming before you. And it's a mighty work of God. He may have already spoken to you or may have already led you there, but I don't know whether he has or not, but do I know this? There's a mighty work of the Lord coming for you, sister. You are walking in the lineage of the anointing. Gosh, how you know? Sir, there's a great many things the Lord wants to pour out for you. There's things he wants to open up for you. And he's going to give you the opportunity to walk in blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come here, Jody. Father God, I proclaim tonight. Today, your anointing over this land, over this manor. God, pour out your God, your spirit. Pour out your blessing. Pour out the victory. Dear Lord, send the angels to camp around about him to fight battles over his head. In the name of Jesus, praise be unto the living God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Come here, Ricky.
I speak victory in his heart, in his mind. I speak victory in your
name of Jesus. Let him walk in that victory. Let him overcome. I rebuke that which is coming against his physical being. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, let victory and healing flow over his body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name, dear Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Praise be unto God. Somebody else, you want what God wants for you? Come stand right here in front of me. I'm telling you today, saints of God, from this day forward, I'm going to do this. I'm going to speak life over you. I'm going to prophesy over you as the Lord has directed. But he's telling me to tell you, it's time for you to begin to speak life into your situation. Stop defeating yourself with your tongue. Stop defeating yourself with your own tongue. Stop speaking death into your situation. Stop speaking death. I need for you to start remembering a phrase. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. A number of times people have spoken negative things at me, and I turned right to them and I said, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
From now on, you need to memorize that phrase. Say it with me. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Whenever somebody speaks negative into your life or into your situation, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. And yourself, when you hear yourself speak negative into your situation, you can go right ahead and say it. Nope. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. That cancels out the negative that the enemy wants to bring against you. You need to start walking in victory. You need to start walking in the good things of God. Read Philippians chapter 4. It'll enlighten your life. It'll lift you up. It'll magnify the things of God in your heart and life. It'll help you live in the positive. Amen.
Amen.
Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, a Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kid Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night, Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m., and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m., or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, Hope for the Hopeless in a Hopeless World. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.